Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Be'eshelach, When He Sent. Week 16, Second Aliyah. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. Exodus 14, verse 10. How do you cry out to the Eternal? The people of Israel were filled with terror when they saw the Egyptian army coming after them. In their fear, they cried out to the Eternal, but their cry wasn't one out of faith, because they later turned against Moshe and reproached him for having taken them out of Egypt to die in the desert. Their cry to the Eternal didn't have any positive effect on them. It was a hopeless cry out of anguish and bitterness. This kind of clamor doesn't help the one who is crying out. Even if they received help in the moment, their words were fulfilled later and they died in the desert for not having trusted the Eternal. There is another kind of clamor, the clamor full of faith, like the one our father Yaakov pronounced in a similar moment. You can see this in Manna 8:1. It is good to cry out to the Eternal and expose all our fears and anguishes. But at the same time, it is important to believe that the Eternal is good and that He wants to help those who draw close to Him, as it is written in Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. When you find yourself with your back against the wall, cry out to the Eternal, knowing that He is good and that He wants not to hurt you, but to help you. In this way, you will receive timely help from Him. May His strong hands always guide you. Shalom.